You reminded me of something I just heard, you know, on my way home this afternoon. I might be even part of Miramar Air Station.
Okay.
But they just announced that there's this like 2,000 acre compound that they're doing to stick homeless people in.
Oh, nice.
Which I guess, I don't know what to think of it. I heard it and I'm like, well, it sounds a lot like a FEMA camp.
Well, it could be,
you know, generally speaking, no, you know, nobody around here really likes the homeless element as sure. a Southern California resident. But at the same time, you know, I don't know what happened to each individual that got them where they are. And I will say it's becoming nearly impossible to live here rent wise.
Oh, I don't doubt, dude. I see fucking people with a lot of wealth leaving. You know, I just saw it today. I was watching Adam Carolla today, and he's leaving. And I'm like, that's a guy that has a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he has a lot of money. He makes a lot of money, and he's like, fuck it, I'm out of here.
California, you know? Robin Hoods these rich people here pretty hard.
Mm-hmm.
And they do pay for, you know, a lot medical wise and so forth for people that are of low income, but you know, it's been a problem they just can't solve. I mean, they've tried so much weird stuff here. Gavin Newsom, who's an idiot.
Yeah.
But he was giving them all a free place to live for a pretty long time up there, like Operation Latchkey or something, where he was just like taking over, paying for motels to house these homeless people. But it brings in crime and drugs and prostitution. And
well, dude, free is never good.
No.
I don't care what anybody says. Free is always bad. Free, even a free concert. Even a free concert, when a band plays, a band that you love plays a free concert, inevitably, tell me if I'm wrong. I'm sure you've played a few of these.
You're not wrong. Go ahead.
Inevitably, there is a fight that breaks out in that audience because you bring in anybody, any fucking dickhead can come in for free. So the, you know, the money, the ticket cost, it acts as a deterrent to being an asshole. Cause you think about it, you're like, oh, I just spent $35. I don't want to get kicked out. But if you haven't spent anything, it's like, who gives a shit? You know?
Exactly. Also, when there are events like that where it's, you know, a free show for the fair or whatever, those people are already there anyway. So they're not really your fans per se.
Yeah. Well, that too. Yeah. You guys make no money on merch. You know, you sell two t-shirts out of 20,000 people that are at the fucking tractor pull or whatever, right?
Well, you know, Steven is an icon from the 80s. I mean, he always does meet.
Yeah.
Jason takes him out to those. So Jason taking him out and being there and helping him has ensured that he pulls in a certain amount.
Right. Sure.
You know.
But what I'm saying is I because I used to, my family, my mom and dad especially, they every year there's a big fair that they have here, the Summit County Fair. It's a big giant fair here every year, and they always would have, you know, this band or that band that would come to it. It'd be like Eddie Money would play it one year, and like Starship or whatever. It would never be like Bruce Springsteen or anything, but it would always be like, you know, guys that had kind of fallen a little bit in their career, but we're still sort of name-ish.
Charlie Cat wants to say hello real quick.
Hello, Cat.
Hi, Chris.
You know, I love the pets.
I know you hate cats. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry, sir. I didn't mean
to. No, but you know, we would go to this thing every year, and it was more people that were there to see the tractor pull that also were like, hey, I know that Eddie Money. He sings that song about that girl's tit shaking. I know it. You know, that's who would be in the crowd.
Sure.
It wouldn't be like a bunch of people wearing Eddie Money shirts that were like happy to be there, you know?
Instead of the guy paying for the Eddie Money ticket, he had all that money to buy beers to mess, you know.
You froze. Are you there? Oh.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Can you see me? Froze up just for a second. All right.
I did that on purpose. I was like,
Oh, there you go. Perfect. You see,
I won't do that.
You sent our fan back into convulsions thinking that you died again. You just stopped moving. But yeah, that was always the audience at those things. It was not anybody that other than us that was there for the music. They were all there to see how far can they pull that big heavy thing with the tractor, you know, and that's what they were there to see, you know, and bull riding and shit like that, which is fun. Don't get me wrong.